Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show. Look out the bright lights. Look out the bright lights. With tonight's guest, We Day speaker, Sydney Brillard Coyle. Look out the night sky. Look out the night sky. And musical guest, We the Ones. I am Mark Legere, and now, your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I posted on Facebook this morning, and I quote, "Today I get to interview quite possibly Canada's future Prime Minister." And it's interesting, when I was sharing that with people, and people that called me and said, "Wait a minute, is it this guy or that guy or that guy?" It was all men, first of all, that they were assuming. And they were assuming I was talking about one of the men that is running for Prime Minister right now as we speak, because the elections are coming up real soon here in October in Canada. But I was not. I was talking about Sydney Brillard Coyle. And actually, I'd like to read why I said that and also share a little bit about this young lady as I read this. An empowered, passionate 15-year-old from Windsor, Ontario, Sydney Brillard Coyle wants to change the world. And even though she has very publicly stated her intention to become the Prime Minister of Canada in 38 years, she's by no means waiting to take real action. In fact, she provides an incredible example for youth across the countries of how it doesn't matter what age, size, or color we are, we can make a difference. Starting at the age of 6, here's an example. Sydney rallied her church community to make sandwiches for a downtown mission. At the age of 9, she not only engaged her school to fundraise for a women's shelter, but also create a garden in order to grow fresh produce for its kitchen. After inspiring fellow participants at Me to We's Take Action Camp in 2012, Sydney was invited to speak at We Days all across Canada, where she shared the stage with Molly Burke and actually all kinds of amazing speakers. And that's where, at the age of 12, she proclaimed to tens of thousands that her dream is to one day occupy her country's top office. In the summer of 2013, Sydney traveled to Kenya on a Me to We trip to gain further insights into the life journeys of her peers. She believes deeply that the world can be a better place and enjoys challenging others to light their sparks and make a difference. Sydney's confidence and commitment are an inspiration to behold. She is a change maker who proves each day that children are not just the future, they are the present. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Sydney and then talk with Sydney, all here on the Life Changes Show. And later in the show, we have We the Ones, the musical band of 7 that will continue the inspiration and the music, all on Life Changes when we come back.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Okay, we're back, and I am very excited about this interview. Mark, you helped set this up with the Difference Maker series and Berkeley Hall School and Matt Murray and What If. And there are so many people, life changes, so many people involved in making this happen. And of course, Sydney's flying out with her mother from Canada for this. This is exciting.
It's so exciting. There's so many moving parts and so many beautiful people involved in beautiful movements and beautiful groups, and all of them are aligned in this general aspiration of unity and community and really working together. The work that What If's doing to empower creativity and what they are going to be doing with Berkeley Hall this week. But also, as you said, you know, Sydney and what this girl has already done before and up to the age of 15, it is absolutely stunning compared to, you know, most children her age and compared to most adults. I just couldn't, you know, believe some of the things I had read. So really excited to learn more and to hear her inspiration.
Well, you know, and speaking of hearing her inspiration, we will not be able to tape any of her speech. Of course, we're going to tape our interview with her, and it'll be live at the Berkeley Hall School Hodges Auditorium in front of all of the students, actually. And this is exciting because it'll be kindergarten or first grade, actually, all the way through
The student body up to eighth grade, as well as the, you know, the faculty and some of the parent community as well.
And talk about a little bit about the Difference Maker series, because this is to inspire the children. I mean, there's a lot has come together in order to make this possible.
To inspire the children and the community alike. Berkeley Hall and, you know, in partnership with us at Life Change is really making some significant moves to be a leader in thought and sustainability and community, and doing so by inviting some really powerful speakers like Sydney and a series of others this year, and what they're doing with Matt Murray and bringing that approach into the classroom. But really having these speakers come in to empower the students with information and then also have that message carried throughout the community. It's really very cool.
Because like Sydney likes to say, children are not just the future, they are the present. And actually, speaking of what Sydney likes to say, since we won't get the benefit of hearing her speech, we did ask if we could have a segment of her speech. It'll be about 20 minutes or actually like a half hour or something. So we're just going to give you a 3-4 minute snippet. I'm going to read from a transcript of her speech, which the children will have heard before the interview. Here she says, "There are so many things wrong with this world, but we can't just dwell on the problems. I know the world can be a better place. The world will be a better place because I believe that we have the power to change the world. I believe that if we work together, we can stop bullying, pollution, war, homelessness, poverty, and other social justice issues that are tearing our world apart. I believe everyone was sent here to leave a message of positive change in this world, and I believe that it starts with each and every one of us. You might ask, why you? Well, why not me? I believe that every child has a right to an education. I believe that every child has a right to be treated as an equal and to be who they are. I believe that a child's only job should be school and their daily chores, such as dishes, laundry, or just keeping their room clean. I believe that every child has a right to the basic human needs, food, water, clothing, shelter, oxygen. I believe that every child should have a chance to live. And I believe that it is not enough just to say that I believe all this. If this is what I truly believe, then I need to put my boots where my beliefs are, because at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words. The choices we make, the ways we use our gifts, the ways we treat our brothers and sisters speak louder than anything we may say. I want people to see me and know that I care about all people, no matter where they live or what their circumstances are. I want people to see in me someone who sees the humanity in every single person, because I know that when we all live this way, working together, using our gifts, and jumping in and getting our boots dirty, we can transform our world, and it will be beautiful. Powerful words by our guest coming up, Sydney Brulard Coyle. When we come back, we'll be at Hodges Auditorium at Berkeley Hall School live with this interview.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Hello again. We are sitting here with who could possibly be one of the future prime ministers of Canada. Already she's assuming the position. She looks like she's ready for a prime minister interview.
Yes.
How would we address you, Sydney Brulard Coyle, if you were the prime minister?
Just Sydney is fine.
That is awesome. And, you know, this is interesting you should say that, and I knew you were going to say that, because in some of the big corporations where we used to call the presidents Mr. This and Mrs. That, we actually say their first names. So maybe it's time we address the president and the prime minister with their first names.
The first name.
That would
so
be nice.
So Sydney it is. And you can call me Filippo.
Okay.
And you can call him Mark.
Okay.
All right. So we had some great questions from the kids here at Berkeley Hall School. And what question do you get a lot of when you're traveling and visiting other schools and meeting with other kids?
Well, I know that often people do ask me who my biggest inspiration is, and I would honestly have to say Spencer West, who I know spoke here in May. He's just an incredible inspiration. He's overcome every obstacle in his path, both literally, physically, mentally, and I've heard him speak so many times at so many different events, and he's just an incredible person.
He was really great when we had him here. Do you all remember Spencer West? Wasn't he great?
Amazing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sydney, you just went through some of the things that you're doing. And I know we were talking before the presentation and heard even more things that you're doing.
Yes.
And going to school and learning and being a 15-year-old girl. What would you say to these kids who are looking to make a difference, to the students of Berkeley Hall and the rest of the community, in terms of what you do each day to get up and organize yourself, or how do you keep up with everything and stay so organized and get all this done?
Well, I know for me, one of my biggest things is, one of Free the Children's modules is passion plus issue equals change. So something that you're passionate about, something you're really good at. So it could be soccer, it could be playing an instrument, it could be drama, whatever you're really good at, and then add that to an issue that you're passionate about, environmental issues, poverty. And then from there, you can create change because you're both having fun at the same time, and then you're doing something that's, you know, you're passionate about, that you want to change in the world. And it's really good for me, particularly since I go to an art school, because there's so many different ways for me to express myself. We have a We Act Club at the school, and we're going to be doing all these types of things with art and everything. You know, we perform at pasta dinners with a different group. So it's a way for me to express myself and still volunteer and be who I am.
You mentioned pasta, and Mark looked at me just because I'm Italian and I like pasta. I don't know. We all like. Do we all like pasta, or is it just me? Yeah. Okay. But your favorite food, Sydney, is ice cream. So,
yes.
So maybe y'all should have ice cream dinners. So let me ask you this: your shirt says "Be the Change," and I know that is one of the We Day statements, right?
Yes.
What does it mean to you personally?
Well, it's Gandhi's quote, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." And that's very accurate for me personally, because what I want to see is young people rising up together to change the world. And for me, that's the change that I want to see. So that's what I'm trying to do by trying to engage my school, by going and speaking to these different schools and everything. I'm trying to create this movement of young people. And there's so many others like Mark and Craig and Free the Children who are doing this, because it's the truth that young people can change the world. So that's the change that I want to see.
Now, you know, you say you're trying to change. And I would like to say that I think you're already changing the world. Just by being who you are and sharing what you're sharing, you're getting other people inspired, and you're an inspiration to begin with. So thank you for already changing the world.
Absolutely.
So you say that each one of us has a spark, mm-hmm. and that the spark can become a flame. Can you talk a little bit more what that spark is and what it's here for?
Well, for me, when I was 6 and I did the sandwiches, it was just kind of a cool thing that I wanted to do. But when I had that face-to-face connection with Richard at the clothing cupboard when I was 9, that for me kind of made me realize this is the severity of the situation. This is how people who are homeless and living in poverty, this is how they have to live, and this is what they have to deal with every day. And that for me kind of ignited a fire, and I couldn't be stopped, and I had to do something right then and right there. And since then, just all of my experiences from speaking at We Day and going to Kenya and seeing these issues firsthand and having that connection has just fueled it even more and more. So that's kind of how it gets fueled into a flame.
I love the Richard story. Did everybody remember the story she was saying about a man named Richard who came to the homeless shelter?
The clothing cupboard, yeah.
And his clothes were torn, and he had the opportunity to get any clothes he wanted for the winter, and he would be outside in the snow, right?
Yes.
Without a home. But he didn't take a bunch of clothes. He just took a few, and each time he took, what did he say?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So he was grateful for the little that he was getting, which actually meant a lot to him,
yes.
right? And so you took that to mean what? That we could be grateful for what we have too?
It was just difficult, I guess, for me to understand how somebody who was in his position could take so little and still be so grateful, whereas I know that there are so many who have so much and they still don't necessarily have that gratitude, that inner peace where they're thankful for the bare amount that they are receiving and how they realize like how much their impacts can have and everything.
So just by being grateful, he was making a change.
Yes.
Making a difference.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that story and about the spark and about the flame.
Yes.
That do you think everybody in here has a spark that can turn into a flame?
Oh, definitely.
Does everybody here think they have a flame burning inside of them?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I I think you're all so great, and I love how you've all been really paying attention and responding to Sydney, and it was so impactful when you asked the 11-year-old girls or older to stand up and said, you know, this is what's happening to other 11-year-old girls around the world.
Yes.
How many of you were shocked when you heard that? About, was it Kenya?
Yes.
Yeah. That was pretty shocking. Share it with us a little bit more about that.
Well, we were at Kisaruni, and the girls had put on a little presentation, and then we had the opportunity to sit down with some individual girls over some traditional Kenyan food and everything and talk with them about how they ended up at Kisaruni and what their lives were like. And while there, me and my family had the chance to sit down with Miriam, and she had explained to us that when she had finished grade 8, her parents had told her that she was done school and would have to get married because that was their culture, that was their way of living. Yet she stood up to her parents and refused to get married and insisted instead that she go to school. And that's how she ended up at Kisaruni. And I found her story so empowering, particularly since she's so close to my age. And it was just like mind-blowing for me to think that somebody my age would have to graduate school and then get married. And that's it. They were an adult. They had to start a family. They were done school at grade 8. You're 12, you're 13, you're 14 at that age. That's way too young. You know, that's a whole lot of potential wasted. High school enables you to find your passion and peruse a career in your dream that you want to. So by hearing that Miriam was almost refused that chance, that was really empowering and mind-blowing for me.
Well, I imagine that by the time you become Prime Minister of Canada, that it'll already be a different world because
yes.
of everything that you're doing and everything that these kids are doing already, and
yes.
the more that everybody's going to do, right? And other people that we don't even know about that are doing some good work.
Yeah.
Now, however, what would be like the 3-minute campaign speech that you would give?
Not the one I gave when I was 12. But basically, like I said, I'm big on youth empowerment because youth can change the world. And it's not fair that it's often we're looked down on. Like, we don't need to care about these things. We just need to focus on school and chores and being a kid and everything. When the reality is we do see the issues and we do get passionate about them and we do want to change the world. So by having the tools to enable those students to pursue their passions and make a difference, then that can make a humongous change. Look at Craig when he was 12 and he started this big organization now that's internationally recognized. They've made a huge difference and he was only 12. Just look at how much one person can do.
You know, that's such an important point. And at Berkeley Hall, the mission, which they've been sharing with the students and what the community is about is unleashing or empowering the unlimited potential.
Yeah.
And then also for us to step forward as fearless or courageous citizens and students. And it seems like this is the path that you walk because you
yes.
not only have been making a difference but taking on big topics and doing it with courage. And I think it's such an inspiration to all of the kids here.
I have to say that when I was your age, I wanted adults to listen to me too. And they didn't, not back then. Or they didn't listen to me, I don't know. But I have to think that if I were a parent today, I think it would be hard to know when my child is asking for something like, I want the latest phone, or I want the latest Nike shoes, and the difference between I want to help this organization or this cause. So what would you say to children to be able to balance that out to know what to ask for and when?
Well, you know, you still do have to be a kid, obviously, because you're only a kid for so long and then you're an adult and that's not fun, I'm told. So, I don't know if I'm
wrong.
Hopefully we can change that.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can help change that.
Yeah. It depends, I guess, what career you're in and everything. But, like, be a kid, but still be mindful. Like, what I do is I try to think locally and globally, so I always try to purchase Me to We products and everything, just because it helps both people locally and globally. So when you're asking for new shoes, maybe what you might want to do is start a protest about child labor, or put some information about, get your friends on board and everything, because chances are your shoes and your clothes and everything are made by child labor, and that needs to be stopped, as well as like working in sweatshops and everything. And we need to encourage companies to not be using child labor and to be using more environmentally friendly, economically friendly, just socially friendly products.
So it's okay to have things and enjoy your childhood and enjoy your friends.
Yes.
But looking at how those products are made, or whether maybe the money goes to helping out the rest of the community, things like that, right?
Just be mindful, basically, as you're having fun.
Now, speaking about having friends, I wonder if sometimes, like, if a child wants to start sharing information with their friends, and then, you know, like, you maybe share with all your friends, it's like, oh, no, here she comes. She's going to talk about that again. Like, when we'd rather talk about, I don't know, Justin Bieber or something. I don't know who. Maybe definitely not Justin Bieber.
Oh, groans.
No, sorry. No. who would be, help me here. Who would be somebody we would be talking about?
Weekend.
Talk about the Weekend. Oh, I get that.
The Weekend.
Okay, the Weekend. Okay. So they want to talk about, okay, got it. Thank you. They want to talk about the Weekend, and you want to talk about something that's important to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about balance, really. Have that time for the Weekend, and have that time where you can just go out with your friends, the mall, or just like hang out or something, and just do nothing social justice, but have those times when you are focused on social justice. And ideally, surround yourself with people who are passionate about similar things. I know all of my best friends are a part of all of my clubs. They're part of Uniting Society. They're part of the We Act Club at the school and everything, which is really good because we have that common ground and that we can talk about these social justice issues because it's something that we're all passionate about and everything. There is going to be some people who aren't going to care about social justice issues. I experienced that in grade 7, and I was bullied badly because of it, which is how I ended up transferring schools and finding more people who were like me and everything. So that's how I kind of finished my grade 8 year. But just surround yourself with people who are going to care and who you do have similarities with, because ideally those are going to be the people that you are friends with for the rest of your life. I know that the friends that I've made at Take Action Camp, obviously they're passionate about social justice issues, and we're talking every week and everything. You know, we're going to be friends forever, essentially. Surround yourself with those types of people, and you are going to be best friends for life.
And you're having fun doing it together. Right?
Yes.
Now, what I like about this today, too, is all of us here are in an American school, and Sydney goes to a Canadian school because she lives in Canada, which is a whole other country. What do you, when you and your friends talk about American kids, be nice, but and I'm sure you are, but what is there anything in particular you think about us kids? Listen to me. Us kids, our kids in America?
I think we all have common goals. I think most of us are all, you know, in that mindset that we do have the power to change the world and we do want to make a difference in everything. That's why We Day and Free the Children is extending into the United States and the UK. So I see them as basically, you know, fellow world changers.
So. Fantastic. We're all the same, right?
Fellow world changers. I like that. So as we bring our time together to a close, and by the way, I am an adult and I'm having fun.
Okay.
So, and thank you for being part of that fun. And your mom's an adult, and she's here. Can we have a round of applause for Sydney's mom, who's here? Chris. Stand up, Chris. Now she's an adult, and she looks like she's having some fun, too, right?
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to you for flying out here with Sydney to make this possible. And, of course, thank you to the Berkeley Hall School and to Matt Murray and to the speaker series. And as we bring this to a close, your speech started out with how you see certain parts of the world not be nice, not be good. And you said this and this, homelessness and bullying and all that. Can you use those same words? Like, we can get your speech if you want to look at it, or you probably have it by heart. Can, as we close, can we use those same words and say how maybe you now live in a world, like let's envision by the time you become prime minister, can we envision that there is a world without this and that we have eradicated this? Can I hear you say that?
Yeah. I would say if we could live in any world, it would be one where there was no world issues and everybody was happy and living in harmony together, and we would all just be united for the same cause, and that's living together as one and just being happy.
You're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sydney Brulard Coyle, everybody.
Thank you, Sydney.
A standing ovation.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to be at Studio NoHo with our musical guest, We The Ones, right after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back in the studio after a really great interview with Sydney Brulard. Actually, you know, it was great. I would have liked to ask her so much more, I have to say.
So many more questions unanswered. Just listening to all the things that she's done and how impassioned she is, it's incredible.
You know, at one point, she had girls over 11 years and older stand up, which was a good chunk of, obviously, the older children in the school, and she said to them, can you imagine in Kenya, in one of the tribes, that she met a girl who was that age, and how her parents had told her she has to quit school because it's time for her to get married. And so it as an adult, it struck me to see these children at Berkeley Hall School,
yeah, these younger students that are just, you know, embarking on the rest of their education and haven't even started to think about their careers, much less marriage. Such a cultural difference.
And of course, it was an arranged marriage on top of that. So how this young woman, and thanks to what Meeta Wee's doing and the various other organizations, et cetera, how she came to be able to stand up and say, I said how this child, really, of 11 or 12, was able to stand up and say to her parents, I'm not getting married, and I want to continue my education. It's very powerful stuff. And to have Sydney experience that firsthand and actually talk to this girl, right, in Kenya.
Right.
And bring it home.
And bring it home so succinctly. And that's what was so impressive. You know, there's so many, you hear stories of kids doing wonderful things. And, you know, we had aired a film at one point about the lemonade and the movement to free the
right.
slaves. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of good people doing good things. But Sydney's just a whole other level, it seems. You know, the clarity that she has on these topics, and these are big topics, like you said, the variance of cultures and the marriage and what she speaks to there. But then she goes into all other aspects of looking at poverty and homelessness, and you know, some big, you know, she's not going after small causes, right? And she wants to tackle them all.
Yeah.
Or is tackling them all.
No, exactly. And you know, talk about small. She's petite. She's adorable, right? She's very sweet and very not pretentious. I mean, she's spoken in front of tens of thousands of kids,
right?
She's not pretentious at all. And she was very giving. And it was hard to remember at a moment. Of course, we'd remember, but that she's a child as well. And
well,
she sounds like such an adult.
Because, you know, her voice, you know, she's small and she her voice is, you know, that of a child. But when she speaks, the certainty and the passion That's there's an old soul in there.
Yes. Well, it's funny. At one point, I don't remember what, either before or after the interview, I asked her a question and she said, well, I believe in that too. And so what I have done is I've gotten seven of my friends together and we get together once a week in my basement. And
we set up an organization.
Exactly.
Yes. And just another thing that she has, you know, another movement she has created. She's
right.
Really a force, yeah, and, a force for good.
One of the kids in during the question and answer period that Mark, you and I did, one of the kids asked if she goes to school. And she said, oh, yeah, I still have to go to school and I have my homework and all that. And she still does all this. So I wonder if that child was wondering, well, if you don't have to go to school, of course you could do all that.
Mm, yeah, right? But she was very clear on balancing that and being a kid, being a student, being a little girl, but using what she has, using her voice and using her passion, you know, to turn her passion into action and, you know, create solutions.
I was extremely excited about interviewing her and spending time with her and her mother, Chris, beforehand and afterwards. And we got to talk some more. And then we got separated and we were in a whole different part of the room at one point. But before she left, like we want adults to be, you know, she came all the way over to say goodbye and thank. And it was like, wow, she's a little she's exactly what I said. She's Prime Minister material already. She assumed the position during the interview, right? She sat up straight. She crossed her legs. And it's like, I'm ready for my interview.
Well, it's funny. We were joking around, I think, with her, saying that maybe we should flip things around. Where they say you have to be a certain age to vote. Maybe we should be a certain age when then you stop voting. And so we can let the young kids figure this out at this point.
Right. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, because actually, hopefully, in the next couple of days, we're going to get a video that she put out that we're going to post as soon as we get it. We'll post it on her page on our website that has her saying, I'm too young to vote, but you can vote for me. And this is what I'm passionate about. And that's powerful stuff.
Hugely powerful.
Well, this has been already a very powerful day, and it's just about to get even more powerful with beautiful music from We the Ones, that are here in the studio with us, here at Studio NoHo, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Well, we're back in the studio now, here at Studio NoHo in North Hollywood. And how wonderful, Mark, would it have been to have this group, which you're about to hear, We the Ones, at this event at Berklee Hall School?
That would have been a perfect fit. We may have to try to put that together in the future.
Can't you just see that?
Absolutely.
And at We Day, I mean, okay, actually, I should read this. This is now, after everything we've heard about Sydney, and after everything we've talked about, this is We the Ones' mission statement. We the Ones is a musical odyssey converging around spiritual and philanthropic activism, created in 2013 with a mission of using music as a vehicle in spreading awareness of global issues.
We're going to be able to play this show backwards and forwards.
Exactly. While gathering a like-minded collective. Hello. We the Ones revolves around the belief that we, the entirety of consciousness, are intrinsically one. We are one energy that lives on this planet together. We are all the ones to enable change within our lives. We could have written this.
We the Ones we've been waiting for.
Yes. And we have been waiting to be able to get them all here. And today's the day. They are all here, all seven of them. Welcome, all of you.
Hi.
Hey. Hey.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure, too. Now, we have to give a shout out to Full Circle.
Absolutely.
And Andrew Keegan.
That was how we experienced We the Ones for the first time.
Yeah.
Magical.
And we experienced them, and we said, we've got to talk to them, and we did. And here we are just a couple months later, I think. So we've got Salome is the lead vocalist and guitarist. You're the lead female vocalist, actually, right? Only female vocalist.
True. However, my fellow lovely bandmates do have a couple of songs of their own. And they are the lead, and then I just do the harmonies. Yeah, we switch back and forth, actually.
Oh, like a real collective. Actually,
yes.
Each other be the ones once in a while.
Yes,
we don't just call ourselves a collective for good publicity.
Yeah, good for you. Right, you're the real thing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Ryan.
We walk the walk.
That's great.
So, hi, Ryan. And normally you play electric guitar, Ryan,
and
right? And vocals as well. Okay, and come to think of it, yeah, we heard, who was doing the rapping? That was you.
Trevor.
Okay, Trevor George, who also does bass and does... Okay, so yes, we actually have seen them. But today, you are going to be doing the lead vocals.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And so, Boris, I think, you and your brother, Richard Wagner, was it your idea or whose idea was this to form this collective?
Well, it was 3 years ago, and it was actually me and Salome. We became friends, and in both of our lives, like, the universe basically said to us, like, this is something that you guys should do, because we both really wanted to help the world, and we were both in, like, positions where we weren't doing that much, and we thought, hey, you know, music is the best way to do it. And we took steps in doing that. And little by little by little, we brought in people that felt the same way and wanted to do the same things. And then about 3 to 4 months ago, another band, which were The Vibes, which was Trevor
and
Ryan and Tim, they were part of another band, and they were also about spreading a lot of good vibes and spreading a lot of true emotions and raw emotions. And when I first heard them, I'm like, they have to be part of the collective. Like,
wow.
And so since the 3 months, like, now it's just literally about
combining
it. And it's more than music for us. It's really to inspire people and to bring change and to help spread awareness of a better world, of a sustainable world where we all can live our dreams.
So. Yeah, I wish our listeners could see them speak and all the head nods. And
yeah,
the most genuinely passionate, sincere group.
Absolutely. And they're all so young. I mean, that the fact that you're doing this now, and it's not like, okay, we made our money, we had our family, we had our careers, and now let's just do some good for the world. No, it's like, this is our life right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
come closer. Richard.
Yeah, I'm
Wagner.
I'm the youngest member of the band. I'm 16, and I
whoa, really?
Yeah, I got my GED and came out of school to make this my full-time thing, and to spread the
fiddle around.
To spread the more than just fiddle around.
Fiddle around.
Spread
well, spread the consciousness. Because he plays the viola.
Yeah, spread this new way of thinking. Not new way, but this, I would say, better and more fulfilling for everybody on the planet way of living life.
Good for you. So,
you know, talk about inspiring. I actually first came to know you all on YouTube before I even knew that I could know you, that I could see you. I saw this video of you all walking through the forest,
yes.
You know, playing guitar and singing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really like these people. Who are they? And then as the fate would have it, there you were at Full Circle. And now here you are at Studio NoHo on the Life Changers show. So obviously, we're going to get to hear your music. What's the first song we're going to hear?
It's called Hey Hello.
Hey Hello. Okay. So just from the name already, we can't tell anything what that's about, except for maybe a friendly greeting. So can you explain it a little bit? Because I know it's probably really deep.
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep things simple and yet very intricate and meaningful. So for Hey Hello, it's literally introducing ourselves. It's introducing ourselves to the world, saying, hey, we're here. We're here to, like...
Join us.
Yeah.
And have fun. It's how we open our set. So it's a real fun song and more simple and basic than some of our more complicated, you know, meaningful songs.
It's also a love song, if
true.
You think of it.
True.
It's like reminiscing good old times and... so it's double twist, I would say.
So it's all in there.
It's all in there.
Like
exactly.
Life, love.
It's kind of like life, it sounds like.
Okay, well, great. Well, here we have We The Ones singing Hey, Hello on the Life Changes show.
With their hellos.
Nice. We the Ones. As a matter of fact, WeTheOnes.com is their website, WeTheOnes.com. Now, you are still working on a CD, right? Or do you have one out yet?
We already have one out.
Oh, okay, because I didn't see it on your website.
You can find it on Spotify and iTunes, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so on iTunes, just so We the
debut,
Ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
We the Ones.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we're actually right now working on our next single.
Which we'll be playing for you right now.
Yeah, but which we'll be playing for you. It's called Tribe of One, and it really emits everything that we're about and what we want to spread. So how we're all one. So.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, before we hear that, I just wanted to give a shout out to each one of you. Of course, we've heard from Salome Gasviani.
Yes.
And we've got Richard Wagner. He's on viola right now. And Ryan Bratton. And normally you play electric guitar, but you're doing background vocals for this today. And you also sing your own songs on with the group, right? Oh, I'm looking at the wrong person.
I prefer to think of them as all of our songs.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. He's like the valedictorian of the group. This is quite twice.
He's
yes. Nice. I like it. Okay. Tim Keller on keys. We've got Trevor George on bass, and also you're the guy that I heard rapping, right?
Yes.
And it's like a spiritual or feel-good rap kind of thing.
Yes. Yep. Just kind of going with the flow of that great energy at Full Circle that night.
Right.
You know, it really brings it out of you with all those people, and that's kind of just really become our second home.
Yeah.
Really,
you know. Shout out to Full Circle
yes.
people.
Everyone there.
Yep. Indeed.
Magical place. Yeah.
And then Boris Wagner, you do percussion, and you also kind of manage the group?
Managed him. I write some of the lyrics.
He's a great poet and lyricist.
Yeah. So is everyone
great.
Else.
Yeah.
Nice. Like yeah.
Poet girl. Of the band.
But yeah.
Tribal messenger.
Yeah, and I do some of the social media. But the most important thing that I try to emanate is that how each person is so important. Like together, like literally, we can. So I mean, everyone's so wonderful. Everyone's so beautiful. Everyone has such an amazing gift inside. So.
We like to think of ourselves as like the seven chakras.
Yeah.
Nice.
That, you know, that make what We the Ones is.
Exactly. Nice. At some point, I'd love to know where we start and where it ends. Yeah. Like,
so we haven't figured that out yet.
Room for another six.
I have an
we
idea.
Go to 13 next.
And then we don't want to leave out Efren Ramirez.
Who's a member.
Oh, well, welcome.
Yes.
On drums.
He's doing a great job.
Yes.
Tell me, on your website, you have the quote, "Here's to the crazy ones."
Yes.
Where does that come from?
That comes from Steve Jobs and Apple when they were releasing their, like 20 years ago when they were releasing their new campaigns, they came up with this really awesome video where they showed like Gandhi and Martin Luther King and all the people that changed the world, and it's like, here's to the crazy ones, because the ones that really think they can change the world are the ones that do.
Actually, yeah.
And what does it mean to you all?
I think by being whatever you are, it's good enough. And even if you're a little eccentric and people find you, you're so weird and your ideas are not good enough or whatever. You don't fit in, and then you're just not set in stone and following the sheeple. You know, we don't want to be that. So when you're not like that and you have your own, let's say, a way of living, and you're not... connecting with the society that, you know, okay, you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to have 9 to 5 and you have to, you know, marry, and it's just be just whatever you want to be and do whatever you want to do, and that's kind of crazy. Just the crazy ones and the eccentric ones and just
the
normal ones, but at the end of the day, we're all one. So good, bad, eccentric, smart, lawyers, doctors.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Fantastic. Salome is our new spokesperson.
No, I'm not. I'm just like,
you know what
you
I love
are
about
our
today,
spokesperson.
Mark? Earlier today, like when we asked Sydney about, you know, how do you be a kid and do this kind of thing, and she's like, "Well, you got to be a kid." because she's only 15. Yes. And she says, but you, she says, I say, think globally and think locally. So in a similar way, it's like, you know, think about yourself as a kid, but also think about the bigger picture saying, yeah, but I'm part of this group, right? So this is what I'm hearing from you all. And it's not preachy.
I was just going to say, just like you, and that's what's so beautiful about tonight's show is that the every word that's coming out of each of you is for service, is for the other, for everyone else. And that's, you know, Cindy's talk and what I'm hearing about you is gratitude and sharing and recognizing each other. And then, you know, the unification and that this we driven message is so fantastic.
Well, I wish you all the best, and I look forward to getting to do other things together with you all.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing, and we get to hear another song, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
Tribe
remind
of
me. Tribe
this
of One.
This is our newest song.
Okay.
We're recording right now. It's going to be our next single, and it really coins the message of what we're all about and what this universe is to us and to, you know, it's just, I hope you enjoy it, and we're grateful, and we love you, and yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Awesome. Okay, we'll love you right back. We the Ones singing Tribe of One on the Life Changes Show.
Awake me, sleep That's awesome.
Don't Bravo. Pocket change, be the change.
There you go. Fantastic.
One Love Festival, October 10th, October 16th, Carolina Jubilee, October 30th, Shadows of Light Festival in Weldon, California. You are all traveling. Check their website out at wetheones.com so you can see, if you could see them live, they are worth seeing and hearing. And you can get their music, download it on iTunes, We The Ones. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. This is fantastic.
Many blessings to your listeners and our listeners. Us.
You're a funny guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Is he the funny one?
Yeah, he okay. is. He's very funny.
Okay, so he's the clown chakra.
He's the band.
He's clown chakra.
Oh, that was a good one.
Okay. So
that's going to stick.
With yeah, that, so grateful to have you all in my the world God. And in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing what you're doing and your beautiful music. Look forward to connecting again. So thank you to the We The Ones. Thank you to Sydney Brulard Coyle from Canada. Thank you to Berklee Hall School for making it possible and the Difference Maker series. This has been this, and thank you to Matt Murray with What If. And of course, we are Life Changes, and this is the Life Changes Show. I am Filippo Voltaggio, also thanking Brent Hahn in the studio for making this possible.
There you go, Brent.
And we want to thank BBS Radio and Doug Newsom, our engineer at BBS Radio. Want to thank Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, our producer, Mark Lejeur. And again, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, as ours just did, all day today and this moment now, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.